Good morning, good morning. Welcome to August the 18th, 2013, here at Mount Calvary Community Church. Sermon time. I have a pair of glasses on that are unbreakable. I have a backup pair of glasses up here today. We will have no problems like we did last week. Today on a rainy day, and you feel like today is just the day that the Lord hath made for the family to gather together in His house. You kind of feel that, and God has been so good to us here. I know people walking in that hadn't been here for a little bit. I know Gay through her travels, and she walked in and commented how nice everything looked with God being so good to us with upholstery, the windows touched up there. Our new cushions up here, and we've got some more little things. Been working on painting some of the rooms in the front and some of the walls in the rooms here. And Friday night, the turnout was so nice. The guys sang, and the guys from Mount Calvary, too, you need to be proud of, because they sang well on Friday night, and they were so charged up. One of the last songs, we were doing a little melody, and they were just singing. They weren't paying any attention to me. They weren't following. They were in the mode, weren't they, Terry? They were just enjoying being up here. Brother Ed O'Neill, who's been singing, I know he's, 50? How long? Is that 57 years he's been singing? He jumped up over in the bass section here, and Joe Klein and Claude Revis, and Ed O'Neill. That was our bass section over here on one of the songs, When I Wake Up. And it was just a precious time, because I know that Ed O'Neill is one of Joe's favorites. And to have these guys come in, and as we were singing, they sat on the front row, and Brother Ed O'Neill sit here, and he was so encouraging to us while we were singing. Wasn't he, Joe? Sing it, boys. Sing it, you know. Either he was in the spirit, or he knew we were going to make them sound awfully good. I'm not sure which one it was. But he was happy. He was happy there. And you just felt like you were in the right place, that God's Holy Spirit was reaching out to people. And I believe when you come to church on a rainy Sunday, we ought to have a separate sermon just for rainy Sundays, because people who come to church on rainy Sundays, and I believe they walk in expecting something from God. I believe they walk in knowing that the things that they're dealing with during this short time that we call our lives, that they will not last. I think by coming out on a rainy Sunday, you realize how important it is to keep the proper things in their proper place. And that is so true here in God's Word and in the Scripture that we're going to read today. This is going to be a different sermon for you, because I was impressed last week after breaking my glasses not being able to read anything that today I'm going to read most of my sermon. I don't usually do that. So many times when I was young and I heard an evangelist who impressed me so much. He's able to stand up and he would open his Bible, he would read a scripture, he would close that Bible, he would place it in the lapel pocket on his jacket, and he would sit there and he'd preach. And I was so amazed about how God had used him and how he was so in tune to the people. So I've always strived to be able to take an outline that God had placed upon your heart, a truth, a scripture that God was had laid on my heart, and hopefully reveal to others what God wants us to hear and understand. And I've always been not as adept at reading, because I never practiced that much on reading. So this Sunday I'm going to do more reading. Except the reading of the sermon that you're going to hear is not mine. I am going to steal it from someone else. It's from the Sermon on the Mount, which I feel is the greatest sermon ever given. Jesus in his wisdom, Jesus in his ability to reach out and find just what people needed at that moment. And all the truths that we find, all the things that we can point to in our lives that we need answers to, a majority of them answered right here in this little sermon. I'm going to first of all make a statement. And the statement that I'm going to make is my first point. It's called, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Then I'm going to read 25th verse of the 6th chapter. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Verse 31, therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. You're supposed to say, amen, that's good preaching. Amen, that's good preaching. You got to get the full statement in there. Let's practice that. Amen. That's good preaching. Thank you. Why? Because it's that red letters. It's what Jesus had to share with those. And folks, we are so fortunate here at Mount Calvary. I dare say there's not a one of you can go out to any restaurants you wanted to after the service today and have any meal that you chose. God has been good to us. Remember, he was stating, he was preaching to those who didn't know where their next meal was going to come from. Maybe they'd be down a roadway asking to stop by one of the farmers, that little ability to simply glean what had been left in the fields after harvest time for a simple meal. Not knowing what they would have to cover their body when the cold would come in the winter time. But Jesus had the right words to say for the subject of don't sweat the small stuff. The longer I live, the more I understand it is not the house you live in, it's not the car you drive. It's not the bank book or whether you even have one. It's what you have that God has given you. And he will take care of you. I was so moved this week. I got a phone call from one of the groups that come and sing to us. They usually come in April, Proclaimers. And they made a statement. They said, we want you to come with us. We're going to take a little trip. We want you to come along. I said, well, where are you going? When are you going? I said, oh, it'll be about January, and we're getting on the boat. And who's going to be there? I said, oh, these are the names of the groups. And he said, well, we want you to come along. I said, well, how much is it? He said, no. He said, we want you to come along. We talked, and we want you to come along with us as our guest. So you're not alone wanting to get rid of me on a Sunday. When you think about it here. And I was so moved about how God takes care of the details of our lives. So moved. The second statement that I will make is that God's kingdom is paramount. God's kingdom is paramount. Seek it first. The first and most important thing that you can do is seek the kingdom of God. Now back to my reading part. Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. We're concerned about bills. We're concerned about what we owe. We're concerned about how to make everything add up at the end of the month and try to have a dime or two left over. When God wants us to first of all focus on Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you'll be amazed about how God will add all these other things to you. My focus is not on my problem. My focus should be on God. I heard a testimony this morning of an individual who's going to go into surgery a week from tomorrow. I heard a testimony of an individual who is going to surgery, and that testimony was not about healing for the individual. It was about bring a family together. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added unto you. Now you say, amen. That's good preaching. Good. Judge yourself before you judge others. Judge yourself before you judge others. Now back to the reading part of the sermon. Chapter 7, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under the feet and turn and tear you into pieces. Judge yourself before you even consider judging others. The Apostle Paul tells us to run the race. But the phrase I love is he tells us to run our own race. I can't run Terry's race. Neither can I run Joe's or Craig's or Frank's. I cannot run someone else's race. The apostle told us to run your race. Deal with the things in your life. So quickly it is for me to make a statement about someone who may be struggling, and in so many times I've had to look and say, God, forgive me. Forgive me. Because it is so easy to straighten everybody else out, isn't it? It's so easy to have an opinion. This sermon is not pointed at one individual. Let me add John to the prayer list here. I'll do that right after the service. It is so easy. We all have been guilty of it. Yes, we have. We have been. Why? Because that is human nature. It is human nature. If you get an individual and they're, boy, and they know they're struggling, they know they're messed up, you just go point it out to them. You see how they're going to react. You're going to make them a whole lot madder. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us first look within our own hearts. Look for the reason of why I am helping an individual. And I believe you ought to have friends. I believe when you struggle, you ought to tell somebody. I think, first of all, you ought to tell God, but I think also you ought to tell somebody that you entrust in. Just so you get a little bit of perspective on what you are dealing with. And I thank God that God has placed around me brothers and sisters in Christ who have lifted up me when I've had a hard time seeing for the cloudiness of my life. Why? Because I was in the midst of it, and I couldn't quite make out things clearly. And those around me who cared and loved for me, in love, gave me good counsel. Judge not, that you be not judged. Then I love to finish on this phrase because it's my favorite. This phrase says, if you need something, ask. And if you have something, give. If you need something, ask. And if you have something, give. Back to the reading part now. That's better. Ask. And it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Boy, what a wealth of opportunity lies right before us. And I've seen it happen. I love when we've got, we may be a little smaller in numbers today, but I'll tell you one thing, we're big in heart and spirit. And I love when you've got small in numbers and that prayer request page is just filled up, every little inch of it over there. Why? Because people are asking for others, for God to do something. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek. Boy, I like people who are seeking. I don't like people who have it all figured out. If you've got it all figured out and you are got every scripture and you're living 100%, doing 100%, I don't have a job. Think about it. Churches where people come to who are searching, who are a bit broken, who are a little bit jagged. Churches are a place where people can come and they can be themselves. allowing others to see possibly that, boy, that thing I'm struggling with that I'm not very proud of. This Bible tells me to share my weaknesses with others. Share the things that I am struggling with others. So that we can do what? We can share each other's burdens. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. I've read the majority of my sermon today with my unbreakable glasses. And I simply hope and pray that as we're family here today and we're just relaxed on a mid-August rainy Sunday morning, that the goodness of simply being in the presence of God, the goodness of sharing songs about the Master, the faith that grows inside of me when I hear prayer requests and people who are fully believing that God is going to work a miracle in their lives. I think that being a part of it, God is going to work a miracle. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house. You've heard our request. You know our needs. God, we're so thankful for you, for what you've done for us. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place. Keep us safe on the wet roads today. Be with those who've been mentioned in these prayer requests, especially the families, God, that need a touch from you. And Heavenly Father, allow us to come back again to gather in your name. Allow the things that we heard from your sermon, God, allow those things be placed within our hearts and allow us to just put them into everyday use. If we're struggling, God, let us be fully relying upon you. God focus is what we want. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Let's sing a verse of...